do you want?
PC Podcast.
When do you want?
Now!
Again, and welcome to PCP. It's PCP 838, recorded for Friday, the 12th of April, 2024. And we began this week again with Lewis Ling and the Bombs and a track from their new album, Can You Hear the Uproar? The new EP, rather. Can You Hear the Uproar? That was a track called They Stole the Rave. And just goes on to explain the song. He said, I wrote the Stole the Rave after the murder of Steve Canico by police in Nantes. In France. Apparently they let him drown in the river because they were angry, because they were dancing to the song Porcherie by Berenier Noir, to commemorate Steve, they organized a rave party to celebrate him. The police attacked it. I watched it on Facebook Live. The police were like fucking rabid dogs attacking GG equipment with as much hatred as they attacked the ravers. Quite poetic and dystopian images, and see these cops kicking in speakers and smashing vinyl records. Ah, what it must be like to live in France at the moment. He's very, very angry, of course, as usual, but puts it across in a very poppy way. Lewis Ling and the Bombs. Marvellous, marvellous band. Definitely worth checking that out at Blog Sonic, if you can get the chance. Right, I'm going to go straight on with something else now. New label for me, found this in the last week, called Speed Sound. We've got one, two, three tracks from Speed Sound in the show this week, and I suspect I should be having more because they're rather good. This is Aqua Ultra with a track called Hypnotronic Machine.
Thank you. sooner or later, whether you're dealing with New York or Newcastle, you'll realize that you won't get far without it.
PC Podcast. Right, two very different pieces of music for you. The first was by Aqua Ultra, and that was called Hypnotronic Machine on the Speed Sound record label. It comes from an album called Ghost in the Machine by Aqua Ultra. Rather good, I've rather enjoyed that. And then we had something very different again. This is from Polly's Five record label, or Polly Five, from the Czech Republic. I'm not going to pronounce the pronunciation of the track, but it's by, translated it by instead. This is called Fifth in the World. That's the name of the band. And the track is called Anthem of the Rest. And as usual, it's pretty wacky, and I hope you enjoyed it. Yeah, good stuff, good stuff. Right. I've been gigging again. I was out to a gig last Friday. Almost didn't make it. A car broke down and various other sort of things that got in the way, but eventually got there and I was very pleased to see two bands. The first of which was a band, I think I'm from London, but I'm not quite sure. They might have been from Brighton area. I didn't actually realise until later on that they were completely improvised in what they were doing. It's a very jazzy evening, so of course improvisation is de rigueur. But they were improvised, and there's a few videos have gone up, the recording videos at the show, and there's a few videos gone up. And have a listen to this. This is a sort of, gives you the sort of feeling of the improvisation of the evening. Yeah, not an awful lot to listen to, and they have got an EP they're working on, but I don't know sort of how improvised it's going to be or how not improvised it's going to be, but that is a band called Dime, which I rather enjoyed, and they played a really good set. And then we had XOA, or XOA. It was rather good. I rather enjoyed it. I was a bit disappointed really in how many people turned up, because there's probably only about 50 of us in the crowd, and the venue, which is a really nice venue, I have to say, really nice venue. It's called Alphabet in Brighton. It's been done up, with possibly the finest toilets you'll find in a venue in Brighton, by far, by a country mile. Some of the toilets in Brighton leave a lot to be desired. But anyway, watched XOA, very, very good indeed. And this is the title track of their new EP album. It's called Afterburner.
Thank you.
Afterburner by Zoa, X-O-A, the title track of their new EP, which is definitely worth checking out. Band really good, actually, really, really good indeed. They'd put together five tracks previously, and then they realised that to play a bit longer, so they decided to, you know, to practice and play the first time two new tracks, one of which was that one, Afterburner, never been played before live, so very, very enjoyable to watch. Slight worry at the end. The band were very happy with themselves. Four-piece band, two keyboardists, one playing sort of bass keyboards and one playing main keyboards, drummer and a saxophonist. And the saxophonist was sort of embracing the main dude who was the bass keyboard player, and then went to descend off the stage at the side and fell down the stairs. And I don't know whether he was hurt or not, but I could see he was at the bottom of the stage holding up his saxophone in two pieces. Which made him look extremely upset, and I imagine he was very, very upset indeed. So, I hope he was okay, and I hope his saxophone is fixable, because those buggers are expensive, are they not? Are they not? Yes, they are. Right, new album came out earlier this week. It was featured in The Guardian in the UK, so they must be good. Album's called Humble as the Sun. This is a track called Dream Big, which was released as previously as a single. This is Bob Villain.
Grew up fast in a place unknown. Four walls, but the place ain't home. Terrified for my life sometimes, especially when my dear mummy ain't home. Big dreams sat swelling in my head. Big dreams, big boys, small beds. Wanna share them all, but the last time I did, I learned some things are better left unsaid. So you can read Karl Marx till you're blue in the face. If you never left the house with a tool by your waist and your shoe tightly laced, cause the feds might give chase. Selling anything you can to put some food on your plate, while the older kids are on the corner joyriding and burning cars. I was learning life the hard way, selling holes in halves. Don't you chat to me about the rising of the working class. It's long overdue, I know, but we're too busy working hard. Dream.
Culture is your root, and don't shun the talent of the children.
Warm souls occupy a cold flat. New shoes, new coat, old hat. Seen it all and I won't go back. Nah, I've been there, yeah, I done that. Ooh, big dreams that swelling in my head. Big dreams, big boy, big bed. Wanna share more, but the last time I did, I learned some things are better left unsaid.
Cause where I come from, we lock our dreams in a box. Pedal back and forth all day and tuck our jeans in our socks. Pray the alphabet is full and all our peas don't get robbed. Where everybody bears a cross but barely believes in God. You see, it's hard sometimes, but we make it somehow. And if we can't make it, then we'll take it, give it now. Hand it over, little buddy, all my dreaming is on scheming. I'm an angel in the daytime, but I'll kill you in the evening.
Something to brighten your whole day. We'll be right back.
Okay. Did you take something?
Psychedelic.
I'm too thirsty now.
Two tracks for you, Bob Villain with Dream Big, the single that came out on the new album called Humble as the Sun, which I do love that band, they're really, really good. Two piece, one's called Bobby with a Y and one's called Bobby with an IE. Bobby and Bobby Villain in the band Bob Villain. None of those names are real, of course, but very, very good they were too. And they have some very interesting stuff going on, and I do like them. So if you get a chance to see them, go. It's worth it. It's worth it. Take a punt, as the music venue trust was sort of pushing this week. Take a punt on a band. If you're not quite sure, just take a punt, see what you think. You might end up with something wonderful. And I do. I do frequently end up with something wonderful. Anyway, that was Triple Echo. With a track called Complex Wave. That's on Speed Sound, the new record label I found. That's the title track of the album. And then before that, Bob Villain, as I said, Humble as the Sun. Some more tracks now. Let's go back in time. We're going to have something from 2011 in a minute. But I put it together as sort of a sort of country, a dark roots or death roots country stuff on a mix that I put on the website a couple of weeks ago. This is one of those tracks. It's in my sort of reaction to Beyoncé's, I've got to say, appalling country album. I really, really hate it. I have listened to it. No, people keep saying how wonderful it is. It's awful. It's awful. I mean, you know, country is supposed to be about three chords and the truth. There ain't nothing truthful about that, baby, I'll tell you. Anyway, this is a track from that mix I did in reaction to that particular album. It's called Send Me Through the Gate, and it's by Coty and The Immigrants.
Fucking one man band.
take a trip down memory lane with
Pete Kogel.
هذا تمم عائل غانا والكلام الحل يا مشلي اسكاميني في رقصة شليني خارج ألباب جبال الجارة في ضم بحر الملح
لا منطقوني في وداد العالم لا منطقوني في وداد العالم
لا 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 جاي ما حبتي هذا تمم عال غانا والكلام الحل يا مشلي جميني في رقصة شليني خارج ألباب جبال الجارة في ضم ببحر الملح
لا منطقوني في وداد العالم لا منطقوني في وداد العالم
لا 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 اسقميني في رقصة اسقميني خارج الباب اسقميني في رقصة اسقميني خارج الباب اسقميني في رقصة اسقميني خارج الباب اسقميني في رقصة اسقميني خارج الباب
That was Yemen Blues with a track called Jat Matibati. And it comes from an album called Yemen Blues. And I played that in 2011. Jolly good it was then, and jolly good it is still. And then before that, from something that I played in 2017, from an album called The Relaxing Sounds from Tinsley Prison, that was Coty and The Immigrants, that's T-H-E-E, with a track called Send Me Through the Gate, which I absolutely loved. Right, I found some new stuff all over the place, as I always do. I found this at Bandcamp, just straight Bandcamp. Not any particular record label at Bandcamp, just an artist putting his stuff out there. The album's called Boombox Hood Rat. The artist is called Jambuka, and this track is called Abrasive. Kogel.
What planet does this man live on?
Thank you.
Another track from the Speed Sound record label, that is Synthetic Synergy, with a track called I Wanna Know. It's from the album called Waves of Energy. And then before that, of course, we had Jambuka with a track called Abrasive from his album Boombox Hood Rat, which I rather enjoyed. Always good to get something new I've never heard of. And there's quite a few things this week I haven't heard of. New album out on Die Kleine Grüne Würfel, The Little Green Box. It's called Metropolis, and it is by Six Umbrellas. I think this particular track sums up how you feel when you get to my age.
I have a pain here. Give yourself the gentle luxury of a
PC podcast.
That was a track by Optonica. The track was called Blanc Blanc or Blanc Blanc. The Poli Siufi remix. And that comes from Future Avenue. I've played quite a few house tracks from Future Avenue recently. That's from their latest free EP, Atmospheric Progressive Number 8. Which is definitely worth checking that out. And then before that, we heard Six Umbrellas with a track called Pain Here, Pain There. Oh, I do identify. That's on the De Kleine Grüne Würfel record label, and comes from the album called Metropolis. Very nice it was too. Right, it's last track time. I will leave you with one more to listen to. Hope you've enjoyed the 14 or so tracks I've played, 13 if you like, you want to also want to discount the track by Dice, but Dime rather. This is Venez OG, Original Gravity perhaps, or Original, I don't know. Skydiving in Water is the title of the particular track, from the album called Mañana No Hay Mundo, Mundo, yes, that's right, which I should have translated, but I haven't. It's on Inunct Music, so you can check them out over at Bandcamp and lots of other places as well. Right, I'll be back next week with more weird and wonderful music. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Come back next week to listen to it. Until then, I'll see you soon, folks.
Podcast.
It was like having a bath with your socks on.